Good morning, dear class 10 students. This is in continuation of our online teaching program. I am SK Nair, TGDSS from AACS Kudankulam. Today, in module 1, we are going to discuss lesson 2 from your textbook, First Flight, Nelson Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom. At the outset, let me ask you, have you ever heard of Nelson Mandela? Nelson Mandela was a South African anti-apartheid revolutionary political leader. He and his African National Congress spent a lifetime fighting against apartheid. Mandela had to spend 30 years in prison. Finally, democratic elections were held in South Africa in 1994, and Mandela became the first black president of a new nation. Now, naturally, a question might be popping up in your mind. What is apartheid? My dear students, apartheid is a political system that separates people according to their race. Mandela calls it an extraordinary human disaster in South Africa. During this time, there was a racial segregation based on color, and the black people in South Africa suffered a lot. They were not allowed to demand freedom or any right. Mandela himself did spend many years on the infamous Robben Island as a prisoner, where he was beaten mercilessly. My dear students, I would like to draw your attention to the incident which happened in 1893. Father of our nation, Mahatma Gandhi, was evicted from a train in South Africa's Pietermaritzburg station because the compartment he was in was reserved for whites only. So you can imagine the magnitude of atrocities against the blacks. Now let's come to the chapter, Long Walk to Freedom, prescribed for your studies. It is extracts from the autobiography of Nelson Mandela. It includes the description of the inauguration ceremony, or you can say swearing-in ceremony of Nelson Mandela as the first black president of South Africa. Then citations from his speech about his experiences as a freedom fighter, etc. Mandela also talks about other freedom fighters and their sacrifices. Dear students, on May 10, 1994, Nelson Mandela took the oath as the first black president of South Africa. Many dignitaries from different countries had come to be part of the most significant day. In his speech, Mandela thanked all those distinguished guests. Mandela assured his countrymen that his country would never ever experience the same suppression of one by another. The swearing-in ceremony took place in the Union Buildings Sandstone Amphitheatre in Pretoria. Now, what do you mean by an amphitheater? An amphitheater is a building without a roof, with many rows of seats rising in steps. Now, have you heard the word sandstone? Sandstone is sedimentary rock consisting of sand or grains cemented together, which is typically red or yellow or brown in color. Now, the amphitheater was made of sandstone. Can you recall some buildings in India which are made of sandstone? We have Red Fort of Delhi, palaces and buildings of Fatehpur Sikri, Kota, Bikaner, then Buddhist Rameshwar Temple, Parliament House and Presidential House, and so on. Such buildings are made of sandstone. Now, in his address, Mandela mentioned the victory as a great, glorious human achievement because a black person became the president of a country where the blacks were not even considered human beings and were treated so badly. Mandela felt very privileged to welcome the international leaders at the swearing-in ceremony because not too long ago, the South Africans were considered outlaws. He thus thanked all of them for having come to witness the historical ceremony. Mandela called it a rainbow gathering. Look at the word rainbow gathering, a beautiful phrase. Can you guess why he called it so? Because it was a beautiful coming together of various people, like the colors in a rainbow. This was a gesture of international recognition to a newly born free democratic nation, and it would be considered as a common victory for justice, peace and human dignity. Mandela, in his address, pledged to liberate his people from bondage of poverty, deprivation and suffering. He also set the ideals for a society where there would be no discrimination based on gender or racial origin. I would request you to turn to page 19 in your textbook, page number 19. A few moments later, we all lifted our eyes in awe. In awe, A-W-E, awe. A feeling of reverential respect with fear. As a spectacular array of South African jets, very impressive display. The South African jets, helicopters and troop carriers rode in perfect formation over the Union buildings. It was a beautiful display of defense force. It was a worth watching performance. The jets, helicopters and troop carriers presented a sumptuous feast to the eyes in the skies. It was not simply a fixed program. Instead, it was a demonstration of the military's loyalty to democracy. You may recall, during our Republic Day celebration, in the sky, we can see this spectacular array of helicopters by our military air force presenting a spectacular display in the sky, a colorful display in the sky. After that, the highest military generals of South African Defence Force saluted Mandela and pledged their loyalty, which was of great significance. Do you know why? A few years before, they had arrested him for anti-national activities. The change in their attitude was because of the struggle and sacrifice put in by many heroes of South Africa. On the auspicious occasion of the inauguration, two national anthems were sung, one by the whites and the other by the blacks, symbolizing the equality of the blacks and the whites. Mandela recalled the sacrifices made by thousands of people which brought this auspicious day. Their courage and suffering could never be counted or repaid. He was pained that he could not thank them. The policy of apartheid created a lasting wound in his country and his people. As it is rightly said, necessity is the mother of invention. This brutal system of apartheid produced great freedom fighters like Oliver Tambo, Walter Sisulu, Chief Lutyens, and so on. At this juncture, my dear students, we can also recall our Brothers of India, who fought tooth and nail and sacrificed their lives for our freedom. They were men of uncommon courage, wisdom, and generosity. For any country, its people are the greatest asset. Mandela gratefully acknowledged that he learned the meaning of courage from his comrades. Look at the word comrades, means trusted friends, the freedom fighters. They stood up to attacks and tortures boldly, risking their lives. He realized that courage was not the absence of fear, but the victory over it. The brave man is the one who conquers the fear. It's a great message for all of us, especially young people like you, my dear boys and girls. Courage, willpower, determination, these are very important to reap success in one's life. Everybody is afraid. Fear is a common feeling. It doesn't mean that brave people have no fear. They also have fear. But when the situation comes, they overcome the fear. They conquer the fear. They defeat the fear and embrace courage. So that is, the brave man is the one who conquers the fear. My dear students, Mandela's life is a message for all of us. As Mahatma Gandhi says, "My life is my message." In this lesson, Nelson Mandela demonstrated that nothing is impossible if we have courage and confidence. You all know that impossible is a word found in the dictionary of fools. You can transform impossible into I am possible. There is nothing impossible if you have determination. It is always the man who thinks he can is the ultimate winner. So if you think you can be the winner. So be courageous, be bold, have determination, ready to work hard. Success will be yours. This is what we learned from this lesson, Long Walk to Freedom. My dear students, no mountain is too high to climb. No river is too wide to cross. No target is difficult to achieve if we have confidence, determination, power. Thank you, my dear students. This is the end of module 1. Now we shall see the remaining part of the lesson in module 2. Thank you once again.